This morning on WCHL, another dose of winter weather is heading this way, and ice is likely to play a major role this time around. The race for Orange County's next sheriff could be the most heavily contested, with six men fighting for that position.
I used to make the joke that when the sheriff finally did decide to call it quits, it would look like the time trials at the Daytona 500.
And Carborough's Improv Theater, DSI, might be making its way to Chapel Hill.
Obviously, it was a surprise, and the lease ending here was something that forced our hand in a couple different ways.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, despite being the underdog both times, the UNC women's basketball team completed a sweep of Duke yesterday. Plus, the men are looking for their 12th straight win tonight against Notre Dame. And
will Carolina follow a flawless February with a memorable March?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL, and the weather is about to change. We have a winter weather advisory starting at noon today. It'll last until midnight. Senior forecaster Scott Sharp of the National Weather Service office in Raleigh joins us now. And Scott, what's going to happen today?
Well, again, we're still pretty mild here across the triangle. Temperatures well into the 50s right now here at 6 o'clock in the morning. The cold front is just to our north, though. Should be passing through the area here very shortly here with the next 60 to 90 minutes or so. You'll notice the wind shift around to the northeast and becoming kind of blustery, and then the temperature's dropping also. We are expecting rain to move into the area here shortly. It'll probably be raining, if not by the beginning of the morning commute, at least by the last half of the morning commute, it looks like. And we are expecting rain for a good part of the morning. Looks like around, we'll say anywhere from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., sometime in that two-hour time window. There'll be enough cold air in the lower parts of the atmosphere to change the rain over to a mostly sleet, maybe mix at times a little freezing rain, but mostly sleet. And that sleet will continue for a good part of the afternoon.
What kind of a situation could we be facing tomorrow morning at this time?
Well, tomorrow morning we're looking at temperatures down around 15 to 16 degrees, so it's going to be much colder. Any moisture that the rain deposits on the roadways later today in the sleet, that will quickly freeze onto the roadways, and so it could be a very slick commute tomorrow morning.
I'm going to ask you the question that a lot of people would ask if they had the opportunity. Why is it that the weather forecast just seems to swing from one extreme to another? It's warm one day. The next, we're talking about a freezing warning and all that sort of thing. What's happening?
Well, that's the transitions of the seasons, pretty much. It's not too unusual to see these mild days followed by a really cold snap. And again, those usually happen during the change of seasons from in which we're going into. You'll start seeing here in a few days, or actually in about a week or so, that we'll start seeing temperatures, or at least days where the temperatures are more mild for a longer period of time than we've been having here recently.
And because of ice being such a prominent part of this forecast, this could cause more problems on the roadways than we've had in a while.
Exactly, yeah. We're expecting mostly sleet, and where the sleet does come down heavy enough, even though temperatures like yesterday were in the lower 70s, a lot of people are thinking, well, the ground temperatures are pretty warm and pretty much melt on impact. Well, we're expecting the sleet to come down heavy enough at times that it will quickly accumulate. And when it does that, the effects of the ground will become negligible, and it can really make for slick roadways this afternoon and early this evening.
Well, Scott, we appreciate your taking the time to join us this morning, and we will be in touch.
No problem. You'll take care.
Scott Sharp, senior forecaster with the National Weather Service. And again, the cold, wintry weather is on the way. The winter weather advisory starting at noon today, officially. And as Scott just said, we could have rain as early as maybe 11 o'clock this morning. We do have one closing to tell you about this morning in anticipation of the bad weather. St. Thomas More Catholic School is closed at 11:30 this morning. With six candidates vying to be Orange County's top lawman, the sheriff's race could be the hottest contest on the ballot this May. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The half-dozen men running to be Orange County's next sheriff have been eyeing the job for a long time.
Sheriff Pendergrass got me started in this. You know, he asked me when I was 15 years old what I wanted to do with my life, and I basically told him that one day I would have his job.
That's candidate Buddy Parker. Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass has held the job for more than 30 years, so when he announced last fall he was not seeking re-election, a flood of hopefuls surged forward. In addition to Parker, the candidates who filed to run are Charles Blackwood, Andy Cagle, David Caldwell, Larry Fawcett, and Keith Webster. Blackwood says the crowded contest is to be expected.
I used to make the joke that, you know, when the sheriff finally did decide to call it quits, it would look like the time trials at the Daytona 500, and it has certainly proven to be that way. In fact, I'm surprised there are not more people running.
Blackwood retired from the Orange County Sheriff's Office in 2012 after a 32-year career that culminated in serving as Major of Operations. Larry Fawcett is also a veteran of the Sheriff's Department. He retired as a captain and now coaches at Cedar Ridge High School. David Caldwell served 22 years in the department. Since retiring, he's helped spearhead efforts of the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association to lobby for the county to close the landfill and extend sewer service to the area. Keith Webster has 21 years in law enforcement and has worked with both the Sheriff's Office and the Hillsborough Police Department. He's currently a lieutenant with the Carrboro Police. Buddy Parker has been with the Hillsborough Police for 19 years. He serves as a sergeant supervising a patrol squad. And though five of the candidates have law enforcement experience, Andy Cagle, owner and operator of Cagle's Corner Grading, Hauling, and Septic Systems in Eflin, says his decades as a local businessman will serve him well if elected.
Well, I'm going to look at things a little different. Like I said, no, I don't have any law enforcement, like I said, but you know, I do have a strong sense of what's right and what's wrong.
The candidates are quick to praise retiring Sheriff Pendergrass, but most say it's time to modernize the department. They call for improved cooperation with other agencies, increased diversity in hiring, adoption of new technologies, and a focus on addressing drug-fueled property crimes throughout the county. With six Democratic candidates and no Republicans, the race will be decided in the May 6 primary. The contest might have continued until November, but two candidates, Parker and Cagle, switched party affiliation in recent years. Parker has run for sheriff twice in the past decade as a Republican, but he says his decision to register as a Democrat has nothing to do with getting elected.
It has nothing to do with the race. It's a personal decision that I made, and I'd like to leave it at that.
Voters registered as Republicans can't vote in the Democratic primary, but those looking to have a say in the sheriff's race could participate if they change their party affiliation to unaffiliated by contacting the Orange County Board of Elections by April 10th. Despite the crowded field, David Caldwell says the race will be a friendly one, as most of the candidates have worked together over the years.
We've all got some large shoes to fill. Pretty much we all know each other. We have worked together, most of us. And I think it's a tribute to all those that think that we have something to offer the county and the people of the county.
And Charles Blackwood agrees.
They're all good friends of mine and will remain as such. I respect them. I care a great deal about them, and I won't let the political process change that.
Early voting starts April 24th and runs through May 3rd. The primary election is May 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. More news in just a moment.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, I've got two teenagers, so...
So you want to save money?
I'd say desperately.
Well, AT&T's best ever pricing for families gives you 10 gigabytes of data to share and unlimited talk and text on four lines, all for $160 a month with the nation's most reliable 4G LTE network. Now, do your teens download much?
Obsessively.
Okay, the 10 gigs can handle it. Do they talk and text a lot?
Constantly.
You also get a $100 bill credit for every line. There's even plans for up to 10 lines. Sound good?
I'd say insanely.
AT&T. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Come in now and get the Galaxy Note 3 with 5.7-inch Full HD Super AMOLED display. Visit store or att.com for details.
Pricing is for AT&T mobile share value with no annual contract. Additional charges per device. Other charges and restrictions apply. Visit a store for details. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide LTE networks. Limited availability.
Dr. Beth Goldstein with Central Dermatology Center. Rosacea is a common but misunderstood skin condition of flushing, blushing, and breakouts. If left untreated, the symptoms can worsen, and with time, people with rosacea may see a permanent redness in their face. If you've noticed signs of rosacea and are looking for help, request an appointment online with Central Dermatology Center at centralderm.net or call us at 919-401-1994. We accept most major insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE.
6 seconds on the clock. Taylor spins, pulls up, and hits the jumper. Let's go to the instant replay. Taylor made a move past the guard, and what was that?
Looks like he pulled out his phone and called Geico for a free rate quote.
In the middle of the game?
He saved hundreds of dollars on his car insurance and nails the shot.
You can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Students, alumni, and faculty of any ACC school could qualify for a special discount on Geico auto insurance. Call or go to geico.com/the ACC.
WCHL News Time is 6:16. Another news this morning. After a decade as a Carborough institution, the DSI Comedy Theater announced last week it was losing its lease at Carmel Mall in May, leaving its future in the area, at least temporarily, up in the air. But now, theater owner Zach Ward says after a quick search and a lot of help from local business leaders, he's close to finalizing plans for a new, larger space in downtown Chapel Hill.
Obviously, it was a surprise, and the lease ending here was something that forced our hand in a couple different ways, but in a matter of 48 hours, we identified a space in Chapel Hill and are now at a point that we're sort of dotting I's and crossing T's and figuring out if the space will work.
Ward says he's hoping to make an official announcement with the exact location sometime within the week.
I'm very excited about the new space. It's been a roller coaster, but the new space that we're working out the details for will allow us to have shows, classes, rehearsals, 5 nights a week, and an office space all in the same building. So we're looking at it as an opportunity to really grow the company and create even more of a community than we have already.
The timeline is still in the works, but Ward says the new space should be ready to open by the time the old one closes so the theater can continue running classes and kids' camps throughout the summer. DSI has been in its Carmel location for 8.5 years, and in that time, it's become a significant part of Carborough's arts and entertainment scene. Most notably, it hosts an annual festival in February that brings hundreds of comics to town from around the country. But Ward says the new location will be close enough to Carborough that the theater can hang on to its roots while simultaneously moving forward.
Carborough's been fantastic to us, the town, the mayor, so it will be bittersweet, but even though we are located in Chapel Hill, we'll be able to partner with and serve Carborough in the same way.
Plans for the move began back in January. Carmel management elected not to renew DSI's lease in order to allow the 2-year-old Venable Bistro to expand into the space. The Chapel Hill Town Council will delve into the details of the proposed Ephesus Fordham renewal plan at a special work session tonight. The plan calls for rezoning 190 acres to encourage new commercial and residential development, as well as $10 million worth of roadway improvements to one of Chapel Hill's most congested intersections. Town staffers say the plan will improve the area's traffic flow and stormwater problems while increasing the town's commercial tax base. However, some residents are concerned that the council's plan to try a new type of zoning called form-based code will cut the council and the public out of the development review process. Tonight, the council will examine the proposal in depth. Although public comment is not typically welcome at council work sessions, that rule will be waived to allow feedback both before and after the staff presentation. The council meets tonight at 7 o'clock. The council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The UNC athletic academic scandal continues to make the rounds in the national news. The latest cover of Bloomberg Business Week features a large UNC basketball jersey with a letter F in place of a number, and at the bottom, the phrase, "No Class," in bold letters. We'll have that story coming up for you at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Meanwhile, undergraduate tuition at Duke University will increase 4% to $45,800 a year, following approval by the school's Board of Trustees. The school says the total cost for the next academic year will be about $60,530. That includes tuition, room, board, and fees. Duke also needs a need-blind admissions policy under which the university accepts U.S. students without considering their ability to pay. The school then meets 100% of their demonstrated financial need. More than half of all Duke students receive some form of financial assistance from the university. The trustees also approved higher tuition rates, Duke's graduate and professional schools. The trustees met on Saturday after a 2-day retreat at Stanford University in Palo Alto, California. WCHL News Time, 6:20. Time now for WCHL's Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fill up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Not much happening in the way of traffic this morning, but that situation will certainly change a little bit later on when it does. We have Rand Northam standing by. He will be reporting on traffic throughout the morning on WCHL. And your Chapel Hill Carborough weather is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, the favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Well, it's a really serious situation this morning. We have 51 degrees right now in Chapel Hill and really kind of a mild start today. That situation will change. We have a winter weather advisory starting at noon. It should last until about midnight today. Rain and sleet happening starting maybe at 11 o'clock this morning, according to the National Weather Service. Then sleet with possible snow and freezing rain, likely in the afternoon. Little or no snow and sleet accumulation, ice accumulation, a trace. High today in the middle 50s, but then temperatures will fall into the upper 20s by the end of the afternoon. It's going to be very windy as well. Chance of precipitation 90%, so this is almost a sure thing. Tonight we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and then clearing. Overnight low around 15 degrees. Wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as 3 above tonight. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, much cooler with highs only in the upper 30s. So we're about to have a dramatic change as far as our weather forecast is concerned. Get ready for the chill. Time now for the WCHL Championship Sports, and let's start with the Carolina women's basketball team. Number 14, North Carolina women's basketball team slid by number 7, Duke, 64-60 on Sunday afternoon at Carmichael Arena, earning the season sweep of the Blue Devils to improve to 22-8 overall and 10-6 in conference play. With that loss, the Blue Devils dropped to 25-5 in the season, 12-4 in the ACC. WCHL's Matt Oakes takes a look back at the game.
For Duke, I want to wish them the best of luck. I know they're down a couple of players, but they're still very talented and they're still very well coached, and they'll find a way. They'll find a way. They're champions, and that's why they fought back today and gave us a battle at the end, because they're champions. They love to compete. As far as Tar Heels, I thought we played very hard. I thought we did a lot of very, very good things, and we didn't make some shots I thought we should have made, but it was one of our best games this year, and I'm really proud of the players.
That was UNC Associate Head Coach Andrew Calder after Carolina's regular season finale win. Sunday marked the first time Duke was swept by UNC since the 2007-2008 season. With Head Coach Sylvia Hatchell looking on from the stands, the Tar Heels played to a quick tempo that the Blue Devils struggled to keep up with for much of the contest. Alicia Gray came out of the locker rooms a new person in the second half, knocking down three quick three-pointers to give Carolina the commanding 47-31 lead, going on a 14-0 run. But the Blue Devils went on a 16-0 run of their own to cut the deficit down to 3 points at 50-47 with 6:35 to play in the game. The momentum had swung completely in Duke's favor, but determined makes by Stephanie Mavunga in the paint staved off the Blue Devil attack and allowed the Tar Heels to put away the game down the stretch. Coach Calder says Mavunga was a big contributor to UNC's success.
Stephanie was very determined from the last game when Williams got a career-high 28 on her that she was going to defend. And she did a very good job today and contributed both also on the offensive end with 7 offensive rebounds. So we're very proud of her effort today.
One of the key factors to deciding the game was rebounding. The Tar Heels were crucially able to out-rebound a much taller Blue Devil squad, 35-33. Diamond DeShields led the Tar Heels with 18 points, while Mavunga and Gray added 12 points apiece. With her scoring Sunday, DeShields became the first UNC freshman to score 500 points in a season. But DeShields says she was pleased with her ability to showcase other facets of her game. She says she's not just a scorer, but also a well-rounded player.
I just, you know, made an effort to be better at other things this game. And because that's just what I needed to do, my shots weren't falling. So
a great win yesterday for the Carolina women, 64-60 over Duke, completing the season sweep over the Blue Devils at Carmichael Arena. Men's basketball, number 19, North Carolina men's team, 22-7 overall, 12-4 in the ACC. We'll try and make it 12 straight victories tonight in the Smith Center against Notre Dame. They come in 6-11 in conference play, 15-15 overall. We'll have it for you on WCHL.
Sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The West calls it an invasion, but the reaction so far among the locals to the Russian troops in Ukraine's Crimea region?
They're welcome here as liberators.
More after this from Charlie.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
If diabetes has you at the corner of a lot to figure out and a little help would be nice, you can count on Walgreens. With 24/7 expert pharmacy advice on medications and tracking your glucose, plus savings on prescriptions and supplies, we'll help you live well with diabetes. So talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today, because taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Some people think that Vladimir Putin is trying to reassemble the old Soviet Union. Here's Representative Mike Rogers of Michigan on Fox News Sunday.
I think this is the most important territory to Putin himself. And there's an old expression that Russia without the Ukraine is a country and Russia with the Ukraine is an empire.
But whatever the reason for the invasion, Jeff McCausland, CBS News military consultant, doubts that Ukraine wants a fight.
The Ukrainian government is quite weak. Their military forces are quite weak. Absent some kind of a miscalculation, I don't think they want to get into a full-scale war.
Which has U.S. officials feeling that they have to somehow stick up for the little guy. The problem is, which little guy? Western Ukraine may be amenable to joining Europe's orbit, but Eastern Ukraine worries that trading with Europe would undermine its local industries. And among the Ukrainians who overthrew the Russian-backed president are some ultra-right groups which would make awkward allies, to say the least. So for now, it doesn't appear that we're going to be rushing to the rescue. Instead, Secretary of State Kerry on CBS News Face the Nation seemed to be trying to shame Putin by pointing out that invasions are so two centuries ago.
You just don't, in the 21st century, behave in 19th century fashion by invading another country on completely trumped up pretext.
So it looks like our reaction is going to be limited to what the diplomats call serious repercussions, which at this point means possibly canceling the upcoming G8 meeting, which, by the way, was going to be in Sochi. And after they gone to so much trouble to fix the toilets. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.
Want to get an early start on your spring cleaning? You're in luck. Jewel Recycle in University Mall wants to help you monetize your unneeded precious metals. Located beside Chick-fil-A, Jewel Recycle will make you a generous offer on your unused gold and silver jewelry, coins, sterling flatware, or other precious metals. Take in your valuables today through March 1st, and they will buy you a delicious Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich just for the opportunity to make you a no-obligation offer and for mentioning this ad.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Tickets are on sale now for St. Thomas More Catholic School's 2014 annual gala and auction, The Starry Night, to be held on Saturday, March 1st from 7 to 11 p.m. in the Friends and Family Hall of St. Thomas More Catholic Church. Please join us for a wonderful dining experience catered by Savory Fare and Shiki Sushi while bidding on fabulous, one-of-a-kind auction merchandise. 100% of the proceeds raised go to support the enrichment of the students of St. Thomas More. To buy tickets or make an auction donation, please visit us at stmhsa.org. And thank you, WCHL, for caring.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Liberty Tax Service. It's half off. $200 worth of tax preparation services available now for only $100. It's tax season again, and April 15th will be here before you know it. You know what that means, scrambling around to finish your dreaded tax return. This year, there's no need to panic because today's deal has you covered. They promise friendly and accurate calculations with a money-back guarantee. Let the professionals at Liberty Tax Service handle your taxes. It's half off from Liberty Tax Service. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. Brought to you by Sturdivant's Tire Pros in Chapel Hill. Visit 942tire.com or give them a call at 942-TIRE. Sturdivant's Tire Pros. It is 51 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, but don't get used to that mild weather. We got a big change on the way later on in the day. Winter weather advisory starts at noon. We could have some rain starting as early as 11 o'clock this morning. Rain and sleet this morning, and then sleet with possible snow and freezing rain likely in the afternoon. Little or no snow and sleet accumulation. Ice accumulation around the trace. Our high today in the middle 50s, and then temperatures will start to fall. They'll fall all the way down into the upper 20s by the afternoon. It's also going to be kind of windy. Wind chill factor will come into play. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And then tonight, we'll get all the way to about 15 degrees. How about that?
ChapelBurrow.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, ChapelBurrow.com.
Resist Russia, which has put its troops in the Crimean region of Ukraine. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer.
We witnessed a Russian naval officer come to a Ukrainian colonel at the base in Simferopol, the capital, and try and convince him to surrender. And the colonel said, no, I'm not going to. I'm remaining faithful to the national government in Kiev.
Correspondent Charlie Daggett.
The Ukrainian prime minister here in Kiev said that this country is on the brink of disaster. The government has put Ukraine's military, 130,000 strong, on high alert, but they've also put the call out to reservists, any fighting man under the age of 40, to be ready to fight alongside the Ukrainian military.
The UN Secretary General says he'll ask the Russian foreign minister to hold back, to not act or make statements that could escalate the crisis in Ukraine. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
51 degrees, 632 at WCHL. It's Ron Stutz. Big change in the way as far as the weather is concerned. Here is National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Sharp on WCHL.
The cold front is just to our north. Should be passing through the area here very shortly here with the next 60 to 90 minutes or so. You'll notice the wind shift around to the northeast and becoming kind of blustery, and then the temperature's dropping also. We are expecting rain to move into the area here shortly. It'll probably be raining, if not by the beginning of the morning commute, at least by the last half of the morning commute, it looks like. And we are expecting rain for a good part of the morning. Looks like around, I will say, anywhere from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., sometime in that two-hour time window. There'll be enough cold air in the lower parts of the atmosphere to change the rain over to a mostly sleet, maybe mix at times a little freezing rain, but mostly sleet, and that sleet will continue for a good part of the afternoon.
What kind of a situation could we be facing tomorrow morning at this time?
Well, tomorrow morning we're looking at temperatures down around 15 to 16 degrees, so it's going to be much colder. Any moisture that the rain deposits on the roadways later today in the sleet, that will quickly freeze onto the roadways, and so it could be a very slick commute tomorrow morning.
I'm going to ask you the question that a lot of people would ask if they had the opportunity. Why is it that the weather forecast just seems to swing from one extreme to another? It's warm one day. The next, we're talking about a freezing warning and all that sort of thing. What's happening?
Well, that's the transitions of the seasons, pretty much. It's not too unusual to see these mild days followed by a really cold snap. And again, those usually happen during the change of seasons from in which we're going into. You'll start seeing here in a few days, or actually in about a week or so, that we'll start seeing temperatures, or at least days where the temperatures are more mild for a longer period of time than we've been having here recently.
And because of ice being such a prominent part of this forecast, this could cause more problems on the roadways than we've had in a while.
Exactly, yeah. We're expecting mostly sleet, and where the sleet does come down heavy enough, even though temperatures like yesterday were in the lower 70s, a lot of people are thinking, well, the ground temperatures are pretty warm and pretty much melt on impact. Well, we're expecting the sleet to come down heavy enough at times that it will quickly accumulate. And when it does that, the effects of the ground will become negligible, and it can really make some for slick roadways this afternoon and early this evening.
That is Scott Sharp, senior forecaster with the National Weather Service. We have six people running for sheriff in Orange County to replace longtime Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass, who is retiring, Charles Blackwood, Andy Cagle, David Caldwell, Larry Fawcett, Buddy Parker, and Keith Webster. We have the full story coming up in our next newscast. You can also check it out on our website at chapelborough.com. a crowded race for sheriff. Chapel Hill Town Council will delve into the details of the proposed Ephesus Fordham renewal plan at a special work session tonight. That plan calls for rezoning 190 acres to encourage new commercial and residential development, as well as $10 million worth of roadway improvements to one of Chapel Hill's most congested intersections. Town staffers say the plan will improve the area's traffic flow and stormwater problems while increasing the town's commercial tax base. However, some residents are concerned that the council's plan to try a new type of zoning called form-based code will cut the council and the public out of the development review process. Tonight, the council will examine the proposal in depth. Although public comment is not typically welcome at council work sessions, that rule will be waived tonight to allow feedback both before and after the staff presentation. The council will meet at 6 p.m. at the Chapel Hill Public Library. The UNC Athletic Academic Scandal continues to make the rounds in the national news. The latest cover of Bloomberg Businessweek features a large UNC basketball jersey with a letter F in place of a number, and at the bottom, the phrase, "No class," in bold letters. Senior writer Paul Barrett was the author of the cover story, which quotes whistleblower Mary Willingham and UNC Provost Jim Dean about the academic quality of student-athletes being admitted to Carolina and the quality of education they receive. Luis Fernandez of Carolina Connection spoke with Barrett last week. Here's part of what they had to say.
Now, what kind of responses have you gotten from the UNC community and beyond with this article?
Very varied responses. I've been gratified to see that the article's been so widely read. I've got a lot of strong positive reaction, and to be fair, some very negative and even hateful reactions from people who misperceive what I'm doing as somehow hostile to the university.
The cover of Bloomberg Businessweek, it really stands out. It grabs your attention right away. Any reasoning behind that?
Well, I think you've taken the right first cut at it. Our magazine is quite well known for its provocative covers that that people talk about, that we hope cause people to pick up the magazine and think deeply about what they find therein. So, you know, we're trying to make it clear that our focus is the university as an institution. We're not, saying that the individual athletes are at fault here, but that there's been a system at UNC that obviously has to change, and the school itself has said that they've had terrible problems in the past and they need to change.
Much of what's happened so far with these athletic scandals has related to football, but your article, you refer a lot to basketball. Why focus there?
The reason why I shifted focus as well to the basketball team is because of these same problems for many years in the past. So far as we know, perhaps these problems have been cured. These problems affected the basketball team as well. If you look at the breakdown of particular rosters of basketball teams from UNC, you'll simply see that a lot of them majored during the 2000s in the African American Studies department, and this was during a period when, sad to say, that department was offering bogus classes. So that raises very particular questions. Were those athletes academically eligible during that period? And I know this is a painful thing to raise, but the question has to be asked, were the athletes who were on the championship-winning teams in 2005 and 2009, were they academically eligible? I'm not saying they were or they weren't, but this is a question that UNC has not really asked, and I think inevitably it's going to come down to that.
Now, you spent a large time with Mary Willingham, and a lot of people have recently, since her report has come out, have tried to discredit her. Jim Dean, you referenced in your article, goes as far to call her a liar. You spent a lot of time with her writing this. Do you think she's truthful and competent as a source of information?
I absolutely think she's truthful, credible, and someone who deserves to be commended, not condemned. You notice I didn't say that she's perfect. I didn't say that she's never made an overstatement, and that all of the work she's done in terms of her research is pristine and perfect. I don't know whether it is or it isn't, but I find it plausible. And I find the effort to discredit her and to attack her personally to be one of the most egregious aspects of this whole scandal. The very fact that the institution is turning on her is evidence of how deep the problem is. And you mentioned someone calling her a liar. And in fact, in an interview, Jim Dean did call her a liar to my face. And when I stopped him, interrupted him, and I said, Provost Dean, you don't really mean that, do you? You don't think she's a liar. He stopped and he said, no, I misspoke. I don't think she's a liar. I think that's terrible. I don't think he should be throwing words like that around if he doesn't really mean it. And I think a lot of people have been making allegations about Mary Willingham that they don't really mean and that they can't back up.
Now, you just referenced this discussion that you had with Provost Jim Dean. He flew to New York earlier to meet you. How did those conversations go with him?
Overall, despite the exchange I just mentioned, the conversation was very civil and very constructive, and I was very glad to have the opportunity to talk at some length with Jim Dean. And I think he's an intelligent person, and I hope he's the man to help Chancellor Folt lead the school to a better understanding of all these things and to make real changes.
That was Bloomberg Businessweek senior writer Paul Barrett speaking with Carolina Connection's Luis Fernandez. Carolina Connection is a radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year right here on WCHL. It's 6:41. Lee Storo has today's commentary coming up next.
When you turned 60, you still felt pretty good. At 70, you started slowing down a bit. But now, you just can't argue with it anymore. So you have a choice to make. Will you spend your days drinking those shakes your daughter keeps buying? Or will you get out and live? Home Instead Senior Care has been giving seniors the tools they need to really live their lives for over a decade. Sometimes you just need an extra set of hands. There's a difference between living and really living. And that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Enjoy culinary delights at the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of the only Forbes 4-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, inviting you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh, local ingredients. It's all created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team and will be a meal you won't soon forget. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant at the Carolina Inn, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Don't be late for a curiouser and curiouser evening of enchantment. Join Coach Larry Fedora and fall down the rabbit hole for the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill's second annual Storybook Gala in Wonderland on Saturday, April 5th. The evening will feature lively characters, a magical menu, and nonstop entertainment. Visit rmh-chapelhill.org to purchase tickets or make a donation. Don't be late for this very important date. And thank you, WCHL, for your ongoing support of the Ronald McDonald House of Chapel Hill.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
6:43 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Town Council Member Lee Storo. Tomorrow, the Orange County Board of Elections will vote on an early voting plan for the 2014 primary. As seems to frequently be the case in Chapel Hill, the board has to consider a new on-campus voting site at UNC. Movement of offices and renovations of buildings have necessitated that the early voting site on campus move every couple of years. The board has done their work and gathered information in a professional and practiced measure this year. Board of Elections across North Carolina gained a reputation last year for disenfranchising students by moving early voting sites off campus and denying young candidates the right to run for office. The Orange County Board of Elections chair addressed this concern at the last meeting head-on, boldly stating, "This board is not Watauga. I'm confident that the board will live up to this promise and approve an early voting plan that includes a site accessible to the faculty, staff, and students of UNC. I'm recommending that the board select Cobb Dormitory as the early voting site for this year. The Department of Housing and Residential Education are logical partners in civic engagement, and the site could provide some consistency because it is accessible in future years when early voting might overlap with home fall football games. Regardless, I'm confident and hopeful that the board will include a site on campus that's accessible to faculty, staff, and students. The Board of Elections will make their decision at their office in Hillsboro tomorrow, March 4th at 3:30. Join me at the meeting to vocalize your support for an on-campus voting site and see democracy in action. This is Lee Storo.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM,
WCHL.
644 WCHL. We do have some rather severe weather on the way. Winter weather advisory starting at noon today, and rain starting as early as 11 o'clock, and maybe some sleet in there as well. Therefore, we do have a few closings to talk about to you. Early closings. Orange County schools have just announced that elementary schools will close at 11:20 today, middle schools at 12:20, and high schools at 12:45. That's in the Orange County school system. In addition to that, Alamance Burlington schools will close at 11 a.m., and St. Thomas More Catholic School will get out at 11:30. Those are all the announcements we have to pass along to you right now, but we will have the announcements coming up if we get more, and we will also post them on our website at chapelboro.com. So stay with us here on WCHL. We will let you know. We have a full forecast coming up for you also in just a few minutes here on WCHL, but our situation as far as the weather is concerned is going to change dramatically. 51 degrees right now. By the end of the afternoon, we're going to be down in the low 20s, and then tonight we're going to go down to about 15. So, some really chilly weather is on the way.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina won its 11th consecutive game on Saturday, holding off Virginia Tech 60-56 in Blacksburg. The Hokies really slowed the tempo offensively and played exclusively zone on defense, forcing the Heels to simply grind out a victory.
It was really a workmanlike game. I thought Virginia Tech zone defense really gave us problems. We didn't get the kind of movement we've been getting, nor did we shoot the ball as well. You know, a week ago, we shot 70% from three and all this kind of stuff, but we didn't do it very well today and didn't make free throws down the stretch either. But you got to congratulate them for their defense bothering us.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tar Heels only shot 42% for the game, including 5 of 17 from behind the three-point arc. The Tar Heels made just 9 of 18 free throw attempts and were out-rebounded. Yet, Carolina took home the win. Sometimes, you just have to win ugly.
You have to understand you're going to go through a season. Sometimes you're going to play really well, and you hope you win those games. Sometimes you could even lose those, but you hope you win. But to have a great year, you've got to win a lot of games ugly, to be honest with you, the way I look at it.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL. Now, how the weather might affect that, I don't know. You may be thinking that this morning. It is 648 at WCHL.
Don't miss all the exciting Carolina baseball action this weekend as the Tar Heels host Pittsburgh for a three-game series at Bosch Emmer Stadium. Bring the kids and take the field for the national anthem. Meet the Heels and take pictures on Saturday and run the bases after Sunday's game. First pitch is scheduled for Friday at 3, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 1. Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com. Come out to Bosch Emmer Stadium this weekend for all the action. Carolina baseball. The Tar Heels taking on the Pittsburgh Panthers. Go Heels!
Part of a dazzling night of 1930s style at the Ackland Art Museum. On Friday, March 14th, the Ackland presents its first Ackland Artini, featuring live 1930s jazz and blues and artistic mixed drinks created by your favorite local bars, including the Crunkleton, Top of the Hill, Jujubee, the Franklin Hotel, and Sugarland. Tickets are available at the Ackland Museum store in downtown Chapel Hill. For more information, go to Ackland's website, Ackland.org.
649 at WCHL and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Baseball. Don't miss Carolina versus Pittsburgh at Bosch-Emery Stadium this weekend. Friday at 3, Saturday at 2, and Sunday at 1. Great homestand. Tickets and information available at GoHeels.com. Well, we certainly have some changes on the way for your weather. Wintry weather advisory starts at noon today, officially, and we could get some rain and or sleet as early as about 11 o'clock this morning, and we'll tell you all about that in just a few minutes here. Rand Northam checking on traffic this morning. There's no telling what's going to happen later on in the day, but I would imagine with the weather being the way it is and Monday morning being the way it is, probably no problems right now, right, Rand?
Yeah, no problems to begin with this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, as well as MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street moving smoothly. We are getting those closings and cancellations delays as well, as you mentioned, coming in right now. So we will continue to keep an eye on those and continue to keep an eye on the roadways as well as the morning and day moves along. We shouldn't expect anything bad as far as the hazardous roadways this morning, but a little bit later on in the day. And remember, just like the last storm, it was right around the release time that all the frozen precipitation started to come down. And we should see kind of the same sort of thing. We'll see it start to freeze right around the time everybody's releasing, and you could see that mad dash to get home. So that's certainly a thing to keep an eye on. And if you see it coming down, remember, don't just rush out and go, you know, too fast on the roadways. Make sure if you're leaving that the conditions are safe enough and that you take enough time to get where you're going, because it could cause other problems, and we want you to be safe, of course.
And of course, already this morning we've had a couple of calls from folks wanting to know, how's this weather going to affect the basketball game tonight?
Right, sure. Boy, this is Carolina Duke all over again, huh? Yeah,
exactly. So wouldn't it be ironic if Notre Dame could get here a lot easier than Duke did? So,
well, it's quite possible.
Story. Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll talk to you again. I know you're going to keep an eye on it.
And, certainly will.
This situation, we're kidding around about it, but it could get really serious later on in the day.
Yeah, this is ice. That's the worst thing of all, is that this is ice that's looking to come into our area. And that's the most dangerous. So we're talking possible power outages and other things like that. So just be very, very careful and make sure you've got your radio with batteries. Make sure you've got a flashlight, candles in your home as well, because not only will they provide light, but they could provide a little bit of heat as well. So just keep all that in mind and be ready. Not a bad idea to have a blanket, maybe a pillow, an extra jacket in your car as well, and a snack too, and some water.
And whatever happens, we'll be here to let you know what's going on.
That's right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit and the brand new cornbread sandwiches, spicy chicken and sweet southern pulled pork. Eat in or call ahead for takeout. Dickie's is in Durham, right next to New Hope Commons. Well, winter weather advisory in effect starting at noon today. Possible rain and sleet starting as early as about 11 o'clock. Then sleet with possible snow and freezing rain in the afternoon. Little or no snow and sleet accumulation, but a trace of ice could accumulate, and therein lies the problem. Our high temperature today in the middle 50s is going to warm up a few from where it is right now, and then temperatures will fall gradually in the upper 20s this afternoon. It's going to be very windy, and wind chill factor will come into play here. Chance of precipitation is 90% today. Now, tonight, mostly cloudy and then clearing after midnight with a low about 15. Wind chill values as low as 3 above. It's going to be very windy. Tomorrow, partly sunny, much cooler with a high only in the upper 30s. So get ready. We have some big changes on the way here. We also have celebrity birthdays on the way. WCHL. Yep, we got a few of these. Socialite Lee Radziwill is 81 years old today. Movie producer, director George Miller, 69. Singer Jennifer Warnes is 67. Tim Kazurinski, actor, director, 64. First became famous by appearing on Saturday Night Live as a regular part of the cast. Robin Hitchcock is 61 today. Robert Gossett, the actor, 60. Miranda Richardson, the actress, 56. Radio personality Ira Glass, 55 years old today. Actress Mary Page Keller is 53. Olympic track and field gold medalist Jackie Joyner-Kersee, 52. And college football Hall of Famer Herschel Walker, also 52 today. Tone Loc, doing the wild thing, 48 years old today. Julie Bowen, the actress, 44. She's on American Family. Actor David Faustino, 40 years old today. And actress Jessica Biel turns 32. Jim Johnson of Pittsburgh has a birthday today, and he is our birthday winner and gets a $10 gift certificate from UPS Stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. Congratulations, Jim Johnson, from all your friends at UPS and WCHL.
Well, it's Monday. It's not the beginning of the month, so we're not going to do
the... saving the rabbit. Hopefully you were on your own over the weekend.
In that business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Saturday, so... Yeah. I know you got a great trivia question because you want to get the month started off right.
Well, I do, and of course the men tonight host Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish.
Yep.
Irish come to town. Mm-hmm. We're going to do U.S. presidential elections.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In 1801.
1801. Boy, that just knocked me right out of it right there.
On this day...
Uh-huh.
The House of Representatives broke an electoral tie by electing Thomas Jefferson as our third president.
Okay.
Whom did he defeat? You know this.
I do.
On this day in 1801, the House of Representatives broke an electoral tie for electing Thomas Jefferson as our third U.S. president.
Uh-huh.
Name the man he defeated so narrowly and in such strange circumstances.
Yeah.
Think of a milk commercial.
That was in 1801. A milk commercial?
Yes, that's the clue. 919-929-WCHL. It's his number to call if you know the answer, whom Thomas Jefferson defeated on this day, 1801.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thinking about the milk.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
If you're looking for a role model in how to mentor young men, let me recommend to you John Frank.
I try to create programs for our Chapel Hill residents. My passion is youth, so I create a lot of programs for at-risk youth.
That's his regular job with the Chapel Hill Police Department. John French is today's WCHL home town hero.
During the summer, I run this summer youth employment program. On the side, I coach a lot of kids, and we participate in some local tournaments around here, and we just give them an opportunity to go play and get out of Chapel Hill and do something. It's called a Friday Night Outdoor Basketball League, and every Friday, myself, Officer Lennon, work with youth for ages 8 to 18 at the Hargraves Recreational Center. They come in there, and a lot of times we'll feed them, and we let them play basketball. They get mentored from the staff at the police department, and it's just a great venue for the kids to come out and their parents come out and be in a safe and secure environment for about 3 or 4 hours. When I first came here, most people were real apprehensive of talking to the police, and now they try to seek us out. It's pretty cool.
John French was nominated for a WCHL Hometown Hero Award by Kevin Gutter of the Chapel Hill Police Department.
The Visions Program is something I started with a couple of friends of mine where we would go into the schools and we mentor youth, and we go in every week and basically advocate for the youth while there in school and try to guide them. We take them on tours of colleges and try to get them interested in going to college. Since I started that group, 100% of our guys who were in the group that went to college went. About majority of the kids when they first came in there said they would never go to college.
Man, you ought to be proud of yourself for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, really.
Because of what his dad does, John's son Caleb has a lot of role models around him.
My son, he'll say, gosh, he think he got about 100 brothers. they all want to come to the house. And I think he understand the bigger picture, and he like the fact that he feel like he got a whole bunch of brothers.
John French ought to be really proud of all those years working hard to help young people.
A lot of kids who said, people said wouldn't go to college or wouldn't really amount to anything, all went to school. I'm really proud of how the peer pressure has caused that to happen, because I know I've had a couple kids who said they just weren't interested in college, but they didn't want to break that 100% streak. They quit anyway.
Really? Wow.
Once they got there, they realized that it was where they needed to be. I'm really proud of that because I know somebody gave back to me, Charles Beckton, and I wanted to make sure. That's the one thing he said. He said, you know, I don't ask you for money or anything, but just make sure you give back to somebody else.
Just think what a positive influence John French has been on so many young men in our community. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, Freddie had to run out with the correct answer. answer what presidential candidate did Thomas Jefferson narrowly defeat? Aaron Burr. That is the answer. And Lori Swigert called in here with the answer. We have a winter weather advisory starting at noon today.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Carolina football.
No, he's not. Yes, he is.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The Prime Minister of Ukraine says his country is on the brink of disaster. Ukraine has started mobilizing its military, but for now Russian troops have an iron grip on the pro-Russia Crimean Peninsula. Sky News correspondent Katie Stallard has the latest from Sebastopol.
Russian troops are still surrounding several Ukrainian military bases here. We've seen a Russian minesweeper out in the bay this morning performing maneuvers in front of the harbor, essentially sending a message that we are here, we are in control.
Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, the United States and its allies want Russia to leave Crimea. What leverage do they have?
Well, Frank, they're discussing diplomatic and economic actions now. There are threats of visa bans, financial asset freezes, and possible cancellation of that planned June G8 summit in Russia. But officials concede it will